Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Full Moon Meditation.
This is Pat.
And this is Dave, and we're glad you're here tonight. And tonight, our meditation is clearing the emotional body. And so we ask you, how are you feeling? How are you feeling right now? Did you feel earlier today? Or yesterday? Or the day before? I'm sure you're feeling some were higher than others or happier than others, and other moments weren't quite so happy. Or did you even notice what you were feeling, and were you just doing as you were going through your day? Feelings are such a big part of being human, and it's one of the things that separates us from the other beings that we share the planet with. And this feeling state, though, is a wonderful way of letting us know whether we're resisting or in alignment with the energies of Source and our higher soul. Most of humanity walks around without being aware of what they're feeling or the origins of those feelings. In other words, they're not necessarily in the present moment. Let me ask you this question. You ever noticed yourself where your mind is on what happened yesterday or what someone said to you or what you should have said back in return or what you wish you would have said or wish you would have done or why did they do that to me? In other words, you were in the past, but it's today.
Another place we spend a lot of time is in the future. We worry, we fear, we try to orchestrate what's going to happen down the road. Again, missing what's right here, right now, the only moment that really is and that counts.
And what's interesting about that is because I think as humans, we're geared toward wanting to move toward happiness. I'm sure you've heard happiness is your birthright. The Declaration of Independence declares that it's the pursuit of happiness is an inalienable right. So it's ingrained, I think, in our DNA, and certainly the natural state of the soul is one that's not even happiness, but beyond happiness. It's known in Sanskrit as ananda, or bliss. And one of the reasons we can't experience this bliss more often is because of these trapped emotions. There's an underlying feeling or an underlying emotional state that exists with all of us. And this taints our viewpoint of the world. It filters how we receive information, and it predisposes us to how we're going to react in certain situations. Pat may do something, and whenever she does that, it triggers me, and I automatically react in a certain way. You could almost predict it as sure as the sun comes up. She does this, I do that. And it's never pretty when that happens. Isn't that right, honey?
It is the way we did it, but not anymore.
Not anymore. One of us, and it wasn't me, said enough is enough. And that's another story for another day. And the point is that all of that happens unconsciously, which is why it's an automatic trigger. Well, all of that, the root cause of it is some sort of energy that remains trapped within your emotional body. And if we could just let go of this underlying emotional energy, then we wouldn't be triggered as much. We would be happier. There would be less fear. We'd have less time spent in the past and less time spent in the future, which means if you're spending the time in the moment, I guarantee you, you're going to be happier.
You know, Eckhart Tolle talks a lot about the pain body and why this pattern of changing behavior around emotions is so difficult is because, as Eckhart Tolle talks about, we have to feed our pain body. We actually become addicted to the feelings that we have, even if they're negative feelings. So we continue to create circumstances, telling our story to anyone who will listen, building the energy around the negative events, such that we keep getting more and more and more negative emotion, which actually feeds the pain body, making it bigger, bigger, and bigger. And the issue which may have been small to begin with, is now bigger, bigger, and bigger.
Yeah, and it's a good point that Pat brings up, that it's actually a chemical addiction within the body to emotions. The work of Candace Pert proved that. So what that means is it's really hard for all of us to change when we want to change so badly, because we don't want to be angry, we don't want to be negative, we don't want to be reactionary, we don't want to yell at the kids because we had a bad day at work. We want to be present. So let's go in, and I you know, in our experience, if you can get to the root cause of this and clear this energy, it just makes for a whole different life. And it's not that, you know, maybe the energy came because
I'm not even sure it matters why it came.
That's the point. It doesn't matter. Whatever label you want to put on it, or whatever experience you had, that's where I was heading with it. Pat's right. It doesn't matter.
You know, because here's the point. When something happens, it's just an event that happens. But what we do is we give it meaning. Oh, that was bad. Or, oh, that hurt me. Or, oh, that person said something that offended me. Or whatever. But we give the event that happened, which is just a neutral event, we give it meaning. And when we make it mean something, then we develop a feeling in response to that. The event was just some energy in motion, just like a cloud moving across the sky. The clouds just move. The wind blows them. They just go where they go. When events happen, if we could just allow the event to be... go where it goes, it wouldn't be positive or negative to us. We wouldn't be flattered, nor would we be hurt. We would just be. But we attach to these events, stop the energy, and that's where we have the problem.
So what we're saying is that if we can let go of this energy, if we can let go of our resistance, then we can allow more of the universal source energy into our being, which at its root is bliss, is happiness, which is what we're all after anyway. So let's go through a little meditation to clear some of that so that we can attract a little more happiness in our life. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me too. So get ready in your meditation position. If you're seated, make sure your spine's erect, feet flat on the floor, palms facing up, sitting on your lap. If you're laying down, basically the same thing. Just get comfortable. And we're going to start by doing some conscious breathing, just because it moves the energy a little bit more. And then we'll clear the energy. So begin by taking a really deep breath. And let it out like we did, very slowly. Take another deep breath in. And as deep as you took it out, let it out twice as long. Twice as long as the inhale. Okay, perfect.
Another deep breath in. And exhale very, very slowly, letting go. On the next inhale, begin to connect the breath. Breathing in, and before the inhale's finished, the exhale's begun. Breathing out, and before the exhale's finished, the inhale's begun. Breathing in a circle. No pause between the in and exhale. Listening to the sound of your own breath. Hearing no pause. Breath coming in, expanding, filling. Breath going out, letting go, in trust. Incoming breath nourishing and expanding our lungs, our body, our cells, our minds, our hearts. Breath going out, letting go, in trust, in faith, in hope.
Now let's invoke for divine blessing to the divine supreme God, the divine Father and Mother, to all the holy beings, the angels, archangels, ascended ones, spiritual teachers, guides, and higher soul, thank you for being here. Thank you for clearing this fog of negative energy that is always with me, limiting how I view life, causing resistance to the divine and connecting to source. Thank you for clearing this resistance and bringing me into light and love and joy and peace. And so it is. Amen. Continuing to breathe in the circular manner that Pat led you to. It is safe to breathe. And now we're going to allow the feelings to come up. It is safe to feel. It is safe to feel my feelings now. It is safe to be alive, for to be alive is to have feelings. Allowing my feelings to surface. And as they surface, there is no judgment, and it's perfectly safe. And as we feel it, simply engage it. And all that means is say hi to it.
Oh, there's that fear. I feel you.
Oh, there's that victimhood, or there's that unworthiness. Hey, welcome back. Instead of stuffing you down, I'm going to shake your hand. And that's what it means to feel it. But don't be afraid, because it's just energy. And it's energy that we put there as a creation, for we created it at one point in our life. And with anything that we create, any child of ours, any child of God's, let us love it. Maybe hard to do, but just trust us in this. Simply love the creation. Hello, fear. Let me shake your hand. I love you for the lessons you have taught me. But now I need you no more. Goodbye. And on that breath, on that out breath, simply, easily let it go. Allow that exhale to be so relaxed on the let go. So relaxed when you say goodbye. So like a child who's ready to leave to go off to college or to their first job, you know you need to let them go, but you love them as you let them go. And you wish them well. But it's time for them to move on. So it's time for your fear, your victimhood, your anger, your frustration, your smallness, whatever it is, it's time to let it go. So let it come up, and it's okay that it does. Engage it, shake its hand, embrace it, and let it go.
With love, with gratitude, and with deep appreciation for the lessons learned. So if the feeling comes up, and it's bigger than you feel you can handle. Simply put your attention on your third eye, the space between your eyebrows. And just let an ah come out of your mouth. The sound of God, the universal sound of creation. Ah. Now we're going to amp it up a little bit more just to help dissolve the overwhelming feeling. Ah. Ah.
It is safe to feel. Feelings are my guidance system. It's safe to let them come out and let them go. I am loved, I am protected, and I am free to be. Letting go of old feelings allows me to be free and happy. And I choose my state of being as one of freedom and happiness. I am happy. I am free. I am blissful. I am grateful for my life.
Feel the difference in the feeling in your body. I am peace. I am connected and one with all.
The more you let go, notice that space is being created. Place awareness on the breath. And notice a fuller feeling of the breath. Follow it inward even more. Notice an expansion of your awareness. The more you let go of old and stuck feelings, the more expansive your energy body becomes. The more radiant your energy body is, the more love you experience, the more joy you feel. Because of that, you now define yourself differently as a being of happiness, a being of ease and grace, a Allow your body to expand as you let go of more and more, and clear all the feelings of negativity. Whatever else is troubling you, just simply let the feeling come up, engage it, embrace it, and let it go. It's safe to let go. It's safe to surrender to my feelings.
I am the creator of my own life, my own reality.
I am a creator of the good, the holy, and the beautiful.
I create a life filled with abundance.
I am abundant.
I am joyful.
I am playful.
Happy and healthy.
I am youthful.
I have energy beyond measure. I am flexible and strong. What is it you want? Say, I am now, in your mind. I am. You fill in the blank. I am. Allow it to flow. I am a powerful creator. Thank you, God, for the life that I've created for myself, for the blessings, and for the teachings. And now slowly and gently, returning to a normal breath. Dear God, thank you so much for all the gifts you've given us, for supporting us through the process, for health, for prosperity, for spirituality, for the gift of open-heartedness and the gift of discernment. Thank you for letting me see the truth of what a powerful creator I am. I am eternally grateful. With thanks and in full faith, so be it. So be it, and so it is. Starting now to move your fingers and toes, and gently, gently returning your consciousness back to this time and place.
How's everyone doing? You know, this can be somewhat traumatic for people, especially if the emotions are intense, but it does not have to be that way when you re-engage them. But it's the only path of emptying the cup of what you're carrying. For you can't put something in a cup if it's already full. You can't put more joy or happiness in your life if your life is filled with anger or frustration or illness. It's just virtually impossible.
You have to create space.
And that's what you just did. You created space in a calm way, in an easy way, and an effective way. And if you continue to practice this, it never fails to increase more of whatever label you want to put on good in your life. Good health, good happiness.
Better relationships.
It doesn't matter.
More wealth.
Everything
more
comes
joy.
To you. Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's one of the things that, you know, we just want you to come away with. Don't be afraid to go in and to touch that. We have programs that we do on a more involved basis that allows us to go much deeper and remove a lot more energy on day-long and weekend workshops. So it's something you might want to consider if you want to explore this and rapidly, and I mean rapidly, move ahead in your life to create great transformation and change. So you can go to the Bodyworks Healing Center website to find out more about those programs. Our Global Breath Insight website, our Global Breath Institute website is being redesigned, and it's just not current right now. So bodyworkshealingcenter.com. You can reach Pat or I at 734-416-5200, or reach out to us through my email is the best one. Just dave@bodyworkshealingcenter.com. So we're glad you joined us. We really appreciate it. And I'll tell you, you know, one of the things that Pat works in the Healing Center full-time, and one of her specialties, one of the things that she loves to do, and I do too, is facilitate people through this process. And why is that? Because never can we spend so little time with someone and get such dramatic results. People can actually look visibly younger after one breath session. I mean, 5-10 years off their face. That's how much we hold on and how much we can let in if we just choose to let go. So guess what next month is? What? She's smiling at me. So next month, she's smiling, so that's good. Next month, we're going to experience one of the qualities of the soul. When the soul is alive and awake in the body and the soul, the mind, and the body, mind, and spirit are aligned as one, what happens is playfulness comes to life. And it reminds me of the innocence of a child. A child is always playful and in the present moment. So that's going to be our meditation next month. And we know you're going to be there to experience it and enjoy it with us.
Thank you so much. We wish you the best. Enjoy this beautiful season.
Yeah.
We look forward to seeing you soon.
As the leaves change. Ah, summer's ending. Namaste, everyone.